Hare Krishna, I'm just going to talk about wonderful ceremony I went to yesterday, which if you look at the pictures that we put up, that was the Anaprashan ceremony of Krishna Jivani, who was the little girl of Ananda Tirtha and Radha Sundari, Devi Dasi, who were the secretaries of the GBC body and the executive secretary during the year. Pretty hard, demanding service. And I'll just tell a little of the story behind how it was that we ended up going there. And once you see the picture, then you get a little picture, so you get a better idea of why it was such a influential or impressive, momentous occurrence or event. For me, certainly, it is the most extraordinary Anaprashan ceremony that I've been to or performed, and I don't think I'm exaggerating if I say I've done 100 over the course of my sannyas. But there's nothing to compare to this. It was more like a deity installation. But anyway, it started off just a little while after I came to Mayapur. And Ananda Tirtha Radha Sundari came over to get darshan of Radha Damodar, and they wanted to ask me something. So they came over and they gave me an invitation to come to the Anaprashan ceremony, but more than that, there was a written invitation for Radha Damodar to come as well, which they placed before their lordships. I was a little taken back by that, because Radha Damodar don't usually go out to any of these functions. The only place that they really go is in Hungary on Janmashtami or major festivals like that. They go on Radha Sham's altar, but they're part of the altar program. But Radha Sham and Sundar take prominence over everyone and everything. And I said, "Well, all right, let's see." And I was open, although it's not something that we've done before. I was open because Radha Sundari had this dream that was about Radha Jivani and Radha Damodar. So it seemed like there was some kind of relationship there. And I wanted to facilitate whatever Krishna wanted, whatever they wanted. But anyhow, no doubt remained in my mind, is this really something that we should be doing? Especially since I had to take a car ride all the way across campus to the other side, because this was all happening behind Vaishnava Academy, and I'm directly on the other side of Mayapur campus. So I'd have to take Radha Damodar in the car and drive him over there. And anyway, and then on top of that, the night before it started raining, and that morning it was raining, so much so that I wrote Ananda Tirtha, I said, "Are you still having the ceremony?" And yes, they were still having the ceremony. Okay, so at 7:30, the car came, car appeared, and I'd really dressed Radha Damodar nicely by that time, and so I was holding them on their base, their wooden base that they have for their little Srinivasan, and got in the car. And when we got there, they asked, what dish should they have? I said, "Well, you should have a reception for Radha Damodar." And there were Guru Kulis were there chanting mantras, chanting Hare Krishna. And that was very nice. But when we went to the back of the Vaishnava Academy, which was someplace where I know well because I used to stay there at the Vaishnava Academy for many, many years before staying here. So then I saw this huge pandal, beautiful pandal set up. You get an idea of it from the pictures. It was a pandal for, and I don't know how it was so nice considering that it just rained. And obviously by now it wasn't raining. And there was the pandal was set up, and there's this big altar for Radha Damodar. And I mean, it was huge. It was about 6-7 meters wide, and it was about 3 meters high, and it was all flowers and decorations and silk, and which was a little comical because, you know, Radha Damodar are very small. They're like, Damodar is just 20 centimeters high. And you can see one of the pictures where you can't, they're very difficult to even notice. But anyway, they had this beautiful altar, and we put them there. And there were many guests. There were sannyasis and GBCs and godbrothers and godsisters and a couple of hundred guests. And many devotees spoke, including their little son, who's, I don't know, 5-6 years old. He goes to Gurukul. He looks like one of the Kumaras, Braja. And then there was a fire yagya, and a feast was offered to Radha Damodar and Prasadam. And you can see the picture of the fruit. That was what I ate, exotic fruits and everything. It was very wonderful. So it was this really extraordinary festival, and the externals of it were representing something more significant. In other words, the opulence and the concern for getting the blessings of Vaishnavas represented the real faith that these devotees had, this household couple had, in the potency of the blessings of Vaishnavas, the Vedic process, the principles of samskar, they didn't spare any trouble, any expense in order to really give the best for their child and to invoke the best for their child. And of course, as I mentioned, I've been to many Annaprashan ceremonies, and usually devotees just bring their children into the temple room, and you have the ceremony, given the grains, a few mantras, and that's it. But this was a whole procedure, of course, which ended with offering the Radha Madhava's Mahaprasadam to four of us, four sannyasis, offered her grains, and which she took from all four of us, and it was extremely impressive. It was nothing I ever saw. It was something like a deity installation. It was so wonderful, so opulent, something to really consider for me, something extraordinarily exemplary about the faith in our system, the faith in what Srila Prabhupada had given us, and something that we want to give to the rest of our family, and that we base both our spiritual as well as our ashram and varna success on Krishna conscious principles rather than anything else. So it was very educational for me, and it was something that I also had that personal experience when in the morning when I was doing puja, I could understand that Radha Damodar wanted to go. And when I got there, I understood why they wanted to go, because they were sort of the center of attention in a very extraordinary ceremony of which they wanted to be a part, and in which they wanted to give their blessings. And And it was very wonderful to see, and very wonderful to be part of that. Certainly something that if any listeners want to have similar ceremonies or samskar ceremonies for their family, they're really going to have to do something special to outdo this. Hare Krishna.